This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 210. Link founder Steve Kaufman talks about why learning is up to you.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
In today's episode, we have Steve Kaufman, founder of Link. Steve speaks 15 languages, and today he's going to show you why reaching your English goals is not as far off as you think. Hey guys, you're loving the All Ears English Podcast, but what if you want to actually use the words and phrases that you hear on this show? Go to allearsenglish.com/conversations to get every word we say on the All Ears English Podcast. See you there.
Guys, we've asked you about your biggest challenges in learning English. And some of you have told us that you don't have a native speaker to practice with. You live in a city where there are no native speakers or they're hard to find. Or maybe you're busy, so you can't find a native speaker to practice with. You just don't have the time. But guys, there's a solution. You can find a native speaker partner to practice with or a professional teacher online at italki. And because you can schedule one-on-one classes that are convenient to your schedule and anywhere you have an internet connection, now you are empowered to learn anytime, anywhere. Guys, you have to check out italki, especially because now All Ears English listeners get $10 to use toward italki classes. You can claim your $10 for italki classes at allearsenglish.com/italki. That's italki. So go claim that money for classes before it's too late.
Hey guys, welcome to the All Ears English Podcast. Today we have language enthusiast and co-founder of Link, Steve Kaufman. Welcome, Steve. How are you today?
I'm fine, Lindsay. Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's so great to meet you. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to talk about my favorite subject, language learning.
I know. It seems like you've really cracked the code to know how to actually learn languages. How many languages did you say that you actually speak?
Well, I would say I don't speak them all equally well, but 15.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Like, many people struggle just to learn one or two languages, so you obviously know how it's done. So, Steve, can you tell us a story about where and when the light bulb finally went on as to how to learn languages? I mean, let us know what happened.
Well, I would say that there are two moments. One, when I was about 17 and attending university in Montreal, and I had a professor of French who made French interesting for me. And once it was interesting, then I was pursuing the language. And I was looking for, you know, books, movies, whatever I could find. So, and I realized then, and of course, I became so interested in French that I actually became fluent in it.
Wow.
And that was a major moment because a lot of people don't know that they can become fluent in another language. They have never experienced it. So it's a bit like climbing a mountain. If you don't think you're going to reach the top of the mountain, you may give up,
but that's a good point.
You've done it and you know you can do it, then you are much more confident, motivated. You know, I always say if I'm looking for something at home and I'm not sure it's at home, then I may not look so hard because it might be at the office or it might be somewhere else. But if I know it's there, I'm going to look until I find it. And it's the same with language learning. If you know you can do it, and we can all do it.
We can do it.
You're going to try that much harder. So that was one moment. And the other moment, I think, in a way, was the advent of the mini disc player and the MP3 player when
I
realized that today, because when I studied like Chinese back in the late 60s, I had this great big open reel tape recorder, right? And so now we can download all kinds of audio content. Very often we can find transcripts, but we can then carry this in this little MP3 player. So starting with the mini disc player and then with the MP3 player, I'm now 69. Since the age of 60, I have learned 6 languages.
That's incredible, Steve.
Yeah.
All because of the MP3 player.
Because of the technology, including our website link, including the resources that are available on the internet, I think language learning has been completely revolutionized. No way back 30, 40, 50 years ago that I could have learned all these languages. I would have had to go to a classroom. I would have had to buy umpteen textbooks, and I still wouldn't have been anywhere.
So what you're saying is that the conditions are all here for our listeners to really take their learning to the next level. I mean, this is the best time in history if you want to be a language learner.
Absolutely, absolutely. And particularly for those people who are learning English, because the resources, the availability of content, of whatever on the internet is limitless, you know.
They're everywhere.
But I'm learning languages like Romanian and Korean and Ukrainian, where it's Czech, where it's more difficult to find resources, but even there, there's so many resources on the internet with audio and text.
Yeah, we're lucky at this time, so we've got to take advantage of what's out there.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, can you tell us, so it seems like you've, like I said before, you've really figured it out here, and you've told us your story about how things changed for you, but what are your 3 core tips, 3 core takeaways that our listeners can use to learn the way that you do, to actually find the kind of success that you've had?
Well,
what can they do?
All right. The first thing is to realize that your learning doesn't depend on the teacher, doesn't depend on your school. It depends on you, the learner. That is so important. What does that mean? It means that you have to be motivated. You have to like the language. You have to want to learn. You have to believe you can do it. You have to put in the time because it takes time. We don't learn quickly.
Yeah.
We learn slowly. So you have to stay with it. So I think the first thing is to realize that all of those things that relate to your attitude are, that's 80% of the battle.
That's huge.
Repeat that often enough. 80% of the battle. So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two is put the emphasis on comprehension.
Hmm.
In other words, if you can say a few things, but you don't understand what the other person is saying, you can't communicate. Because language is about communication. It's not about you saying some things. It's about understanding what the other person has said, sometimes anticipating what they're going to say, and you responding. And so you need vocabulary to do that. And you need to have a good, you know, ability to understand both the written and the spoken language. And what it also does, if you have good comprehension, you're more relaxed. You know,
okay, so the key...
Go ahead.
You're more relaxed. So the key to good comprehension, in your opinion, is that vocabulary, really focusing on vocabulary, or is that... What is that?
Part of it. I believe in a lot of listening and reading. A lot.
Okay.
Every day. And not watching movies or TV. Listening. MP3 player, you know?
Okay.
So listening, because that's very word-rich. And so the brain now has to make meaning out of these words. And at first it's fuzzy and you can hardly tell where one word ends and the next word begins. And you just let your brain, it will eventually sort things through, especially if you have both the audio and the transcript.
That's huge.
You don't need the transcript, but for an initial period to make sure you're picking up words and phrases and expressions, it's a big advantage to have both.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
please go ahead, Steve.
If you achieve a comfortable sense of the ability, you're confident you can understand what they're saying, you're so much more relaxed. And when you're more relaxed, you speak better, you do better. You're not tense, you're not under the gun. So the emphasis, I think, should be on comprehension.
I see. So it becomes kind of a positive snowball effect where we get more comfortable, therefore more confident, therefore it's easier to actually speak. It's a beautiful, virtuous cycle.
Absolutely. And gets back to this whole... liking it. If you're doing well, if you're understanding it, if you're not under pressure, then you like it because you've achieved some success now. You understand more than 2 months ago. So that feeds the brain likes that. We achieved something.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
Go ahead.
A lot of our listeners want to use movies and TV, things like Friends. Everyone loves the show Friends. What's wrong, in your opinion, what's wrong with using shows like Friends or movies to practice your listening?
There's nothing wrong with it. I find it is less efficient because if you're dealing strictly with sound, you can take it everywhere you go.
Yeah,
in the car, on the train, walking the dog, washing the dishes. If I couldn't learn languages while washing the dishes, doing tasks and so forth, I wouldn't have the time because you've got to put in an hour or more a day. You have to. And most of that is dead time. It's time you're waiting for something, you're going somewhere. So that's the big advantage of audio. The other thing is Friends or sitcoms, they're actually quite difficult.
Yeah, they are. Okay? They are.
Be very clear on this. And so if people get frustrated because they don't understand movies or they don't understand Friends, they're putting an unfair demand on themselves. If you are just listening to the sound, the brain is being trained. It's less colloquial. A lot of the dialogue in these sitcoms is not natural. People don't speak that way.
Interesting. I never thought about that. I mean, so you don't get to start that positive cycle if you're sitting down in front of Friends and you're only understanding about 10% of Friends, right?
Forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in Japan for 9 years. I speak Japanese. I was doing business in Japanese. And of course, I did a lot of listening and reading, as I always do. And I spoke every chance I got. But for me to understand the Japanese soap operas, that took like 5 years. I mean, that's difficult stuff. So if you like it, fine. Go for it. But it's not, to my mind, the prime learning.
I see. So maybe the key is knowing when we're just trying to have entertainment, like watching Friends, and when we're actually learning to learn.
Right. Now, what's very important, of course, is interest. So if you're only interested in Friends and you're not interested in listening to All Ears English, for example, or you're not I like listening to podcasts on history, which I find on the Internet.
Yeah.
My interest. So if you're interested in Friends, fine, go for it. But if you can somehow rip off the soundtrack and listen to it away from the TV and listen to it many times, and if you're able to find a transcript, you'll eventually get used to that language, even if it is a bit artificial. So if that's what interests you and drives you, fine. But for me, it's not the prime thing. But I was going to add the third point. So
what's the third point?
The third point is the first point is, of course, you're liking it, you're determined, you're going to do it, you're confident.
Motivated.
The second thing is focusing on comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, don't be hard on yourself. Yeah. Give yourself credit for what you can do. Don't worry about what you can't do. If you communicate it, even not so well, and people sometimes say, sometimes you feel I did well this time and I didn't do well this other time. And don't worry about it.
I hear that a lot from students. So today was a good speaking day. Yesterday wasn't good. I don't know why, right?
Speaking is about, there has to be a meaningful communication. That's another reason why I put so much emphasis on comprehension. Without comprehension, you don't have meaningful communication. So when you speak, it's not a performance. This is not figure skating. You're not being judged. You're just communicating. And if you communicate it, you say to yourself, wow, look at me. I communicated in another language.
I see.
And so don't put unnecessary tension, demand, pressure on yourself. And I see so many people. And so tension and pressure is the enemy. The enemy of success in language learning. So
relax. You get on your own side. Yeah.
You know, I went out with a bunch of friends and they were all yakking away in their native language, whatever, Spanish, and I couldn't understand too very much. Well, fine. But you were there with them. You picked up a bit. You improved a bit. You're not going to get worse. You're not going to get worse. So just keep doing it. And, you know, I'm intimidated. It's hard for me to jump in the conversation. Yeah, it's hard. What? We've all been there. Me too. So say a few things, pass the buck, whatever.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hard, right? This is language learning, but get on your own side.
Absolutely. If you want to be totally comfortable, just speak your own language.
Right, and don't try to learn a new language. Yeah. That's one thing I love about learning languages. It's an opportunity to push our limits. And actually, I think in that space, we have an amazing opportunity to grow as people, not just language learners, right? It's really not about language in the end. It's about pushing your limits for life. So
pushing your limits, discovering new worlds, expanding your personality. I mean, there's no question. I speak 15 languages. My personality is just a little bit different in each language, and I can appreciate people of that culture, and so it's a wonderful thing. And it's the big thing about language learning, it's doable. Like, I play golf, I practice, I never improve, I won't improve, I haven't improved for 15 years, I'm not going to improve. But language learning, I know that the more effort you put in, you will improve. So that makes it a very satisfying task. You're going to improve. You just have, it's slow. There's no sudden success stories. It's slow.
There's no get-rich-quick stories here. I like that. Wow, Steve, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for your insight today. You know, this has been like gold. I mean, I think this is really the way that our listeners can get into that positive cycle and have it become a snowball effect for them, because I've seen it happen with some listeners and I know it's doable. And if our listeners take these tips, you know, first of all, staying motivated and making it about you as a learner, not about your teacher, not about your resources. Second, focusing on comprehension and vocabulary. And third, you know, getting on your own side, being your own friend in this journey of language learning. I think if our listeners do this, they can see those results that you've seen with 15 languages. So Steve, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online if they want to check out your work? I think you have a fantastic product or service over there. Can you let us know?
Sure. I mean, the name of the website is Link, LINGQ.com, and it basically embodies my philosophy of language learning. So I won't go into the detailed explanation of it. People are welcome to contact me, steve@lingq.com, if they have any questions about the site, how it works. People can also find me at YouTube, Lingo Steve.
Oh, cool. You have a YouTube channel. Fantastic.
YouTube channel, and I put out videos once or twice a week, mostly in English about language learning, but also in, you know, Spanish, French, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, whatever the mood of the moment is. So people can find me there. And come to Link and send me an email. But the key thing is, I think people who are still struggling with their first language, I think that's the biggest obstacle. Get over that and you'll soon discover that you want to learn more languages. And I think a service like the one you provide is excellent to give.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And at the same time, a positive message.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for being on our show, guys. And listen, guys, if you want to come back and get these direct links over to Link, you can actually go to allersenglish.com/209 and you'll get all the information for Steve and how to find him online. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for coming on the show today. It's been great meeting you.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.